Area businesses are adjusting to the coronavirus issue in the best ways possible. Restaurants, salons, elective surgery, even religion and social services have been impacted, even though things have changed in the business world. Philip Johnson, the executive director of the Albert Lea Economic Development Agency, is still conducting business, albeit in a different way.
I think everybody's day-to-day has changed slightly. I mean, in a lot of respects, we're still trying to move a lot of the projects with the developers and our implementation map that we developed forward. With our partners, but we realize a lot of people will have different constraints now, especially during this time frame. So it's kind of working on those while working on getting resources out to our local businesses, to everybody here, not just our local businesses, the employees affected in these businesses, to show that there are resources available and what pathways they can kind of choose if they would like or if they need, which I know a lot of people are right now, to go forward with this issue and trying to really kind of understand the new normal at this point in time.
According to Philip, Alita is still working their master plan even through the chaos.
We're still working with a couple different developers, us in the city, and moving those projects forward, which try to impact housing in our community, which is one of the underlying issues of workforce, which were the underlying issues were transportation, childcare, and housing. And obviously, we're trying to still work on the childcare issue as well, though that's kind of morphed with this COVID as well. I think those developments, we're also looking relatively soon, moving into quarter two of the plan, to put together a joint marketing plan with our partners as they can work on it, because a lot of them, you have to understand, a lot of them with the city and the county are very busy with a lot of other things to deal with this, but continuing to try to move that piece forward while, putting a lot of our time, again, into reacting to the COVID issue and making sure that we can help our businesses as much as possible.
Supporting Albert Lea's business infrastructure is very important, not only to Philip, but the community as a whole.
The other thing is, and it's kind of one of the things that I promote all the time. I mean, I think it's not ironic, but, we eat, drink, shop Albert Lea. I know there's going to be, I believe, something coming out in the Tribune, and I know a lot of different people are posting the businesses that are still, because a lot of the businesses that have to close are restaurants, bars, places like that, for the takeout menus. And I think this is a great opportunity, as I always talk about in our meetings, to continue to support local businesses. It's not just, today, what do I want to eat? It's looking at local shops and if they have gift cards, and maybe you don't need something for those gift cards, but in the future you will. And so buy gift cards now so that they can get those on their books. I mean, I think this is the perfect opportunity to, and I know everybody, a lot of people are working from home and I'm sure they go on Amazon a lot, but this is the perfect opportunity to look around locally and say, well, I can get that product here. I just need to support the local business who's providing that product. And I think, again, I'll say it, our businesses, not only during this period, but during even when we get back to normalcy, they will thrive as long as we all in the community support them as much as we can.